Hi, and welcome to Spoken Jays. I'm Jay.
I'm JB.
And I have a radio voice.
And I have an erection.
Way to make it creepy. I love you anyway. Ah, and what is that I hear? Skunky beer.
Indeed.
Ah, the sound effects of skunky beer.
Fantastic.
So, how you been?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So, coming up with a topic for our show is always kind of a headache. But the other day, I was sitting there on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was following Mr. Kevin Smith around.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking through all of his pictures. And he's got a bunch of pictures from the cast of Mallrats 2. And he's like, 14 down, 2 more to go.
Yeah, there's not that many he has to sign.
Yeah, so everybody from the original movie, with the exception of 2 cast members, has signed on for the new one.
And they totally will.
Well,
more maybe than likely.
So, the subject for this week's show is the Viewsq universe.
Viewsq.
Yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, it's definitely noteworthy.
It is.
And it's historically a place where nerds kind of found some I guess their first stepping stones into the world of pop culture and geekdom.
I can see that, yeah. Yeah, you know, I'd agree with that.
He was the first guy, or Kevin Smith was the first guy who actually made it okay to reference things like, you know, comic books and
Star Wars. Definitely
Star Wars. Like, I mean, yeah. Even just quoting lines from the movies in movies.
In movies, yeah.
Yeah, so why not?
And, you know, I actually didn't see Clerks first. I saw Mallrats first. That was the first movie I saw in the bunch of movies. Yeah. So seeing him do the whole Batman,
yeah,
the fat man going through the dressing room, that was definitely very cool. I mean, the movie was cool anyway, but
yeah, I was hooked pretty much from day one.
Hmm.
When I first saw, I guess it was Clerks, I saw about 10 minutes of it before my parents said I wasn't allowed to watch it.
That makes sense.
Yeah, well, it was the part where they're sitting in the convenience store and the guy brings in the lung of a ex-smoker. And my parents were like, nope, 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 nope. And
but they were smokers.
Of course, they said fuck every third word, too. Which,
your parents or the guys on Clerks?
On Clerks.
Oh.
So, but,
yeah, but your mom's a smoker, though.
I know.
Yeah, everybody in your family is a
but
smoker.
But that doesn't mean that they're going to take the lungs out of their chest and show them to me.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wasn't he just a gum salesman?
No, he came in buying gum. Or something like that.
No, he ended up being like a representative for the gum company that he was buying gum
oh,
for.
Oh, yeah. Switched to gum instead of smoking. Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You forgot that part.
I did. Yeah. But, you know, this seems like a good topic, and
I think so. It's a very broad topic too, so yeah, it could take us at least an hour.
Well, you've got Clerks, obviously. I mean, it had amazing reception.
It did.
You know, didn't it win like something at Cannes? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you have Dante,
yeah,
and Randall.
Mm-hmm. Randall, who runs the video store
next door,
and Dante, who's not supposed to be there.
He's not even supposed to be there today.
Yeah, it's his day off.
Yeah. And if somehow he sleeps underneath a pile of dirty clothes on his floor.
Yeah, which is actually kind of a running thing because there's another movie, and we were talking about it earlier today, that's in the Viewsq universe. Their first logo was a dirty clown in lingerie.
Yeah.
And his name was Vulgar. Well, they made a movie from it.
Yeah.
Vulgar, the clown. And the guy that plays Dante, O'Halloran, I think is
Brian O'Halloran?
Yeah, there you go. He plays the guy who is Vulgar the Clown, who gets like, he gets a job as a clown.
Yeah.
Not making enough money.
No.
So he decides to be a dirty clown at night. So he like wears a clown makeup, but then he wears lingerie. And then it gets all weird because he gets raped and starts killing people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway,
I couldn't make it through it. That was pretty bad.
His character in that movie, like at the beginning of the movie, is also sleeping under a pile of clothes. So there's that reference. But all the movies kind of,
well, yeah, you have the same character he plays as Dante Hicks in Clerks. Mm-hmm. And then you fast forward to Mallrats, and the guy Brian O'Halloran comes back, and he is different. He's Gil Hicks.
Gil Hicks, yeah. No, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, he's on the dating show at the end, right? Yeah. One of the contestants. And that's one of the fun things that I like about the VSQ movies is that, you know, it's basically all the same actors.
Yeah.
They just play different characters.
And then they reference
and then they reference their own characters from other movies, which is even funnier. They're kind of like Monty Python.
Mm.
In that respect.
Very much so.
Yeah.
But then on top of that, you also have this level of prestige that he has, which is... I don't know. I don't want to say it because I don't want to put down the movies themselves, but it's almost beyond the level of movie making. Because, I mean, for the most part, you get a lot of dick and fart jokes. But then you have, like, these heavy hitters of stardom who come and...
You really do.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you got Chris Rock. Kind of big. But then in...
George Carlin.
He's
been in more than one of his movies.
He's been in a couple. You got Ben Stiller, who's in almost all of them.
Ben Stiller?
Not Ben Stiller. Did I say Ben Stiller?
You did.
I meant Ben Affleck.
Ben Stiller has not been in any of them.
Wow.
But Affleck, yeah. Affleck's been in several.
Yeah. And then you got his butt pal, Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Who's in the movies that he's usually in.
Yeah.
We got Jason Lee.
Of course.
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman.
Was in Dogma.
He was. Along with Selma Hayek. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So people are in these movies, even though they're basically low-budget dick and fart joke movies.
Yeah.
But that's a fun part of it.
And that's the amazing part about it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not just that. Like, Will Ferrell was in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Along with... what's his name? What's Dawson's name in real life?
Oh,
Vanderbeek. Yeah.
Vanderbeek, yeah.
And then Jason Biggs was in as well.
Yeah.
But you have
and,
all these...
Diedrich...
Bader.
Diedrich Bader was
yeah.
in it. Yeah. The yeah. weird security guard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mark Hamill.
It's kind of bizarre, but at the same time, it's amazing. But then it also goes to show you that, you know, obviously he has people who are committed to the cause, because the movie Mallrats came out 20 years ago.
Yeah.
20 years later, everybody comes back and does the sequel to it.
Yeah.
That's astonishing.
It is. It is. And I can't wait to see it.
Me either.
Yeah. Maybe they'll make some other kind of way to have Joey Lauren Adams' boobs on it.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
She hasn't been in much lately.
She hasn't. No. She was in something 2 or 3 years ago. Some independent film.
Yeah.
With Jon Favreau. But, I mean, aside from that, yeah, she hasn't really been in much.
Hmm. All right. So you want to go through the list?
Yeah, we can.
So obviously it started with Clerks.
Yeah, it did, in 94.
And Mr. Smith acquired credit cards and paid for all the equipment with credit cards. And, of course, he was working at the video store that he records in, what is it, RS Video?
Mm-hmm.
And so when the credit card companies were calling to see, you know, check to verify his income,
mm-hmm.
he was the only person that was working there. So, of course, he would answer and say, yeah, this is the manager. Yeah, Mr. Smith makes that much money. Okay, so he put everything on credit cards to get the equipment to make the movie, and then he puts it together, and then it's a huge success.
Not right away, but yeah, it was a huge success.
Well, I mean, considering he spent maybe, what was it, like $20,000,
$40,000? It wasn't much. I think it was somewhere around the $40,000 mark, yeah.
You know how easy it is to make $40,000 back, even a small release? It's pretty easy.
Well, I don't know about pretty easy, but yeah. I would imagine it's... Especially with a movie like that.
Yeah. But then his next movie, which was completely different, you know, Mallrats.
Yeah.
And you've got a bigger cast.
Much bigger.
And you have a famous cast.
Mm-hmm.
And you had...
Michael Rooker.
Michael Rooker, obviously. But then Shannon Doherty was in it.
Yeah.
She was already, you know, of 90210 fame at that point in time.
Yeah.
Joey Lauren Adams was just getting her start. Same thing with Jeremy London.
And Ben Affleck.
But then you look back and you're like, that's My Name is Earl, that's fucking Batman now.
Mm-hmm.
He's Batman now.
He is Batman now.
And Yondu.
And Yondu, yeah. Batman and Yondu. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So then fast forward to Chasing Amy, which of course was, once again...
Joey Lauren Adams, Ben Affleck, Jason Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a much more, I want to say serious... movie.
It was a lot more than Mallrats was, yeah, that's for sure.
Like, because Mallrats had a lot of zaniness to it, but, like...
The Stink Fist?
Dude. And it also had less Jay and Silent Bob in it.
It had a lot less.
Well, they were the subjects of the comic book.
Yeah.
The Blunt Man and Chronic.
Blunt Man and Chronic.
And then you get to see them taking, like, their...
Their stipend?
Yeah. At the end of the movie, and then you have Kevin Smith going off as Silent Bob on this long time.
Doing his rant, yeah.
Which is the most he said in any movie today.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a really good movie.
It was.
But it was also not typical.
But it was still part of the circle.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah. And then right after that, 2 years after, you had Dogma.
Which by far is my favorite.
It is my favorite, yeah.
It not only pokes fun at organized religion, but it actually kind of helped me, like, put my own religious views into perspective.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I know it sounds stupid.
That's a weird way, but yeah.
What Chris Rock says in the movie is it's better to have ideals than it is to have, you know, an organized set of beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good.
And, I mean, I would rather live by my own... Live... being okay with who I am,
mm-hmm.
than live feeling ashamed for the things that I don't even take into consideration, you know?
Yeah. So. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
And it's funny that Dogma helped you get there because George Carlin is in that and he kind of helped me get there, so... Different direction, but you know. So, Dogma in 99. Alanis Morissette was God?
Sure.
Yeah, whatever.
Why not?
Yeah.
God's Canadian, apparently.
And when she opens her mouth, people's heads blow up. Yeah.
Explode.
And then after that, right after 2000 cranked up, you had Clerks, the animated series.
Yeah.
Which I think only lasted, what, one season?
Or yeah.
Or didn't even finish a season?
I think it finished the first season. It was like a really short run, though. I think it was like 12 or 13 episodes.
Yeah. It had the pilot, and I think it had 12 after
But I've watched, those, and, you know...
They were funny.
Yeah, it was decent.
It was still Jay and Silent Bob.
And the bad guy in it was hilarious. I can't remember his name, but he was hilarious.
Mm. Wasn't there that whole One of Us joke in it?
I don't
Whatever. And then, of course, later on...
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Yeah. And for me, Jay and Silent Bob was kind of the payoff. Because you had the characters of Jay and Bob, and they always kind of had, like, the backseat role and everything.
They had side adventures.
And they finally got, like, their own little...
Yeah. This one was their movie.
Yes.
It was their time to shine.
And for me, like, that was probably the most excited I was to see one of the movies.
Boo Boo Kitty Fuck.
Boo Boo Kitty Fuck.
One of the hot chicks in there is Kevin Smith's wife.
Yeah. Is she Sissy, Missy, Chrissy... I know she was
I don't
in Justice.
Remember. No, she wasn't Justice. No.
Chrissy. Let me go with Chrissy.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
She had the pigtails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then fast forward to 2006 and you have Clerks 2. Now, Clerks 2 had Rosario Dawson in it, which...
That it did.
Instantly, like, for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so much removed from the original Clerks movie that I don't know... I have trouble calling it Clerks 2. Like, and I understand, it's obviously the characters of Dante and Randall, and they're back.
And they work somewhere else.
Yeah, they work for a movies. But...
From?
Yeah.
Yeah. The other movies.
From Dogma.
Yeah. I think. And Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah. They were working for a movies, but it's just, it's not set up the same way as the original Clerks. They obviously don't have the black and white. It's in full color this time around.
Yeah, it was in color.
And
there was a whole bunch of talk of donkey shows.
Yeah.
And then bringing Porch Monkey back.
Oh. Damn it, Randall.
So, but even between those big hitters, I mean, you had a bunch of other movies that you know, films that they did.
Yeah.
And half of them I haven't seen.
Well,
I don't think.
I mean, it's more than just Kevin Smith. It's also his...
Yeah, because it's what's his name? Mosher, is it?
Scott Mosher.
Is it Scott Mosher?
Yeah.
It's my cousin's name.
You have a cousin named Scott Mosher?
I do.
Interesting.
Not the same guy, though.
Hmm.
So, I mean, you know, they had Drawing Flies in 96, A Better Place in 97, Big Helium Dog, never heard of that, 99, then Vulgar in 2000.
Yeah.
Fucked up. Jersey Girl.
I like Jersey Girl.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know if I watched it.
You should.
Carlin was in it, right?
Carlin
Affleck.
It.
And
Liv Tyler.
It was Liv Tyler?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And J-Lo.
And J-Lo.
J-Lo!
It was
See, I thought J-Lo.
It was following the Geely thing.
The very failed Geely.
The very horrible Geely.
Yeah.
And so, I don't think it was very well received because of that.
Oh, well, and then in 2008, Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Yeah.
Which was a good movie.
Yeah.
And Jason Mewes was in it.
He was, as not Jason. Not Jay.
No.
Not Jay.
He was not Jay.
He was not another
he
one.
He was a very odd person.
The Dutch Rudder.
Yeah, the Dutch Rudder.
Yeah.
Oh, the Dutch Rudder.
Yeah, but then, you know, you also have Kevin Smith. He went off and did Red State.
Yep.
He was going around the United States and selling it one show at a time. But he would establish it like, we're going to have this movie play, and then afterwards, Kevin came up and did a Q&A with the audience.
Hmm.
Which, I mean, I'd go and watch him if he came to town.
Yeah.
That much I know without a doubt. And, you know, I think it was a really good way for him to sell it. And then moving forward, you know, he did the same thing with the... I want to say with the initial testing of Tusk.
He did a lot of that with Tusk. Because, you know, his things were going well with, like, the Smodcast and Too Fat for 40 and
Too Fat to Fly.
Too Fat to Fly. And then...
Fat Man on Batman?
Yeah. He's doing that in 2 weeks in Tampa.
Is he?
Yep.
That's kind of awesome.
June 15th.
And obviously, in recently years, he's done...
Comic Book Man,
yeah.
Well, see, and I think, you know, he's been doing all this side stuff and not really doing the whole movie thing for a few years, you know. Doing all this stuff. And he's trying to get skinny.
Yeah, I saw
he
that.
He kind of looks a little weird in the face. Because
he shaved.
He lost a lot of weight and shaved, yeah. But he did a lot of promoting for Tusk. I mean, it was a self-produced thing.
Yeah.
He fronted all the money for that. It didn't do great.
Doesn't matter. It made him his money back.
Yeah.
And he really... the concept for Tusk came up after doing, I think, a podcast one day.
I'm pretty sure.
And he was like, I'm going to do this. And if you are interested in it, you know, hit me up on Twitter and hashtag walrusyes. And,
that sounds about right, yeah.
And yeah, it was, you know, decided within 24 hours he was going to go out and, you know, pick up his career as a director and do it all over again.
Why not?
And now his daughter's in movies.
Yeah.
His movies.
His movie. He's got, what is it?
She was in Tusk.
Yeah, I know, but he's got another one. He's got Yoga Hosers.
Yeah.
Going on. I believe she's going to be in Mallrats 2.
Okay. You know, she was in Jane and Silent Bob Strike Back, right?
Was she the baby?
She was Baby Bob.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's all growed up now.
She is. That's hilarious to me, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, I look back and I don't think Jane and Silent Bob came out so very, very long ago, but it really did.
When you look at pictures.
Yeah.
I mean, that hairdo Kevin Smith had going on.
Dude, he rocked the mullet for the longest time.
He really did.
Which, I mean...
That's brave.
For me, that's just crazy. Because he posts pictures on Twitter, you know, Throwback Thursdays or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And
they're not great.
Wow.
The shaved thing, and then, yeah, not good.
Yeah.
Well, I was reading something, and I'm going to completely botch this, because it's been a couple of weeks ago that I read this. Jay and Silent Bob, they were actually just one character at one point.
Okay.
Kevin Smith was going to play the part.
Okay.
You know, he, kind of an introspective person, but was a drug dealer at the same time.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
But he was friends with Jason Mewes, who never shut up. Apparently the guy just likes to talk.
Yeah, well, he would... I got something to add to it, but you go
and
ahead.
He decided that he was going to make this part Jay for his buddy Jay, and he would be the quiet one, and Jay would just do all the talking because he talks so goddamn much, there'd be nothing to say anyway.
Yeah. Well, originally... So Kevin Smith tells a story about him and Walt Flanagan at some rec center or something like that. And Jay walks in, and without even paying attention to either Kevin and Walt, he would go around and fillet any phallic object in the room. Like, not really paying attention to anybody other than, you know, him giving head to everything.
Everything.
Everything. So, you know, he would walk over to, like, the flag in the corner and fillet the end of the flag. And then he would walk over to, like, the pinball machine and then fillet the spring-loaded bouncer thing. Yeah. But he was just doing it for himself. And,
you know, sounds like a great friend to have.
It's an amazing friend to have. Like, if it would be like the two of us sitting here and, like, Pablo walks in the room and starts doing something stupid, which he does.
He does.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But that's the reason why he originally said we have to get this guy on board.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Our stories converge.
It's true.
Yeah. It's cool stuff, though.
It is. And I'm really looking forward to the new Mallrats, because out of all of them, Mallrats was the one that hooked me.
I really liked it.
Yeah. And on top of all that, you had Stanley. He played a very pivotal role.
He did a cameo as himself.
It wasn't even a cameo. Like, he had a pretty decent chunk of...
Yeah, it was like 5 minutes long. Yeah. He had a whole speech.
Like, that's more than all of his appearances in every Marvel movie combined. I guarantee you.
Yeah, probably.
He had more screen time in Mallrats than he did in any of the Marvelverse.
Yeah. I think the longest dialogue he's had yet was in the new Avengers.
Yeah.
When he said Excelsior. He was fucked
Excelsior.
Up.
Excelsior.
He was fucked up.
He was.
It was on Thor liquid.
Brew.
The stuff.
That's the stuff.
Ale. Mead? Was it mead, do you think?
I think it was like a shot of something. He had a little tiny vial. Mead.
Mortals can't handle it, yeah.
Usually comes in a much larger container.
Well, it was, you know.
It was, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
It was Asgard mead.
It was...
Maybe.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right.
Let's run with it.
Sure. We're running.
Okay.
So, obviously, he has yet to sign on Ben Affleck. For the sequel.
He might not get him.
He's Batman now.
Yeah, but then again, you gotta think how many movies he's been in with View Askew.
Yeah.
If he didn't, it'd be kind of a dick move, almost.
It'd be a great big dick move.
And I think they're buddies.
Oh, I know they're buddies.
So, if he didn't, that would just be rude. I wonder who the people are that haven't signed on.
Let me put it to you like this.
Is it Ben Affleck? Because...
Yeah, it's Ben Affleck, and I think... the fortune teller.
Oh, with the third nipple?
Yeah.
No, okay.
Because I went through and I looked at the list, and it's pretty much everybody.
Hmm.
I think that's...
And who. Ethan Suplee is like half a person.
Is he?
He's half a him.
Half a him?
Yeah.
In comparison to...
To what he was in Mallrats, yeah.
Okay. I wonder if he ever did see that sailboat.
It's a schooner.
Dumbass. But no, obviously...
It's part of the movie, Mo. It's part of the movie.
Claire Forlani signed back on. Jason Lee. Michael Rooker. Shannon Doherty. Trish the Dish. I don't know her real name.
Yeah, me neither.
Obviously, the... Brian O'Halloran.
Yeah.
Stan Lee even signed back on.
Really?
Yeah. He'll be in
awesome.
This one too.
That's awesome.
How cool is that?
Yeah. How old is he now?
He's up
90,
there.
92? 93? Okay.
Yeah.
I saw a picture of him when he was in World War II.
Did you?
When he was in World War II? That man's old.
Yeah. He's probably one of the most recognizable faces in comic books.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Like, could you tell me what, is it Dan Didio? From DC? No? You're looking at
drawing a blank.
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
Okay. What about,
J. Geoff Johns. I know what he looks like.
You know what he looks like?
Yeah.
I don't know what he looks like. Mark Miller.
Don't know what he looks like.
No.
Alan Moore. He looks like Gandalf.
Alan Moore. Okay. So Alan Moore and Stan Lee.
Yeah. Alan Moore looks like Gandalf.
Alan Moore looks like Gandalf let himself go.
Go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right, though. You can be crazy if you're Alan Moore.
You think?
Aren't they redoing... Who's going to stop him?
Aren't they redoing the League?
Yeah, they are. From the things that I've read, I don't know that Alan Moore has signed on. I think the studio that had the rights to it just wanted to revamp it.
Okay.
And hasn't asked Alan Moore for any input, which I think is stupid.
I think it's probably a good way not to get yourself shot.
Well, yeah, he doesn't like the things that come out about
his... He's old and he's crazy. He hates...
He's very crazy.
He hates visual media unless it's comic books.
He does.
And he really does. I mean, he was not treated fairly.
He was not.
But at the same time, you know.
He's batshit crazy.
He is batshit crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get it because... Yeah, League of Extraordinary Men was not great. The movie. I mean, the comics were pretty good. They kind of fell in the same line with Hellboy, sort of. Art-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well...
Not completely, but, I mean, it was that same type of...
Storyline-wise. Yeah. Yeah, I could see it.
But yeah, the movie wasn't all that great. You had Sean Connery and a bunch of people I couldn't name if I had to. Stuart Townsend?
There's a guy that was, the vampire?
Yeah, Stuart Townsend.
Stuart Townsend?
Yeah, so... I know him.
And Devon Sawa was in it.
Devon Sawa was in it?
Yeah.
What did he play?
He was Tom Sawyer.
You might want to relook that up.
What?
I'll look if you like.
Look.
That was not Devon Sawa.
I'm telling you it was.
Okay, I love you. Keep talking, though, because I wasn't him.
Who else was in it?
A couple of guys that, like, if I see them in movies, I go, oh, but I don't know their names. Looking, we had Sean Connery, Stuart Townsend, Peter Wilson, Jason Fleming, that's the one that I know.
Oh, Shane West.
Tony Curran.
It was the other guy.
Yeah, it wasn't who you're thinking.
Whatever. They look
it was
alike.
It was Shane West. No, they don't, dude. Do you know what Devon Sawa looks like?
Probably.
No. Apparently you don't.
I was thinking from A Walk to Remember.
Hmm.
They kind of look alike. They're both like teenage heartthrobs. It shows you how much I paid attention to the fucking movie.
Anyway, we're getting off topic.
I don't really know if we had a topic to start with.
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah, View Askew.
Oh. We're still on that?
We got askew.
Well.
We went off the rocker somewhere. Stan Lee turned into what we're on now.
Oh, yeah, because Gandalf the Crazy.
Yeah.
Gandalf the Crazy.
It's true.
Yeah. Gandalf the Batshit.
Well, while we're talking about Alan Moore...
Yeah?
We can flip over to Zack Snyder, because he did Watchmen.
Yeah.
Which I thought was great.
Okay.
And then he did Man of Steel, which we both agreed...
Meh.
Not the best, but...
Meh.
It wasn't horrible. But now he's doing the Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
Or is it Superman vs.? It's Batman vs. Superman, right? Dawn of Justice?
Yeah.
Batman, apparently because of leaked videos and stuff...
Okay.
...is going to be making some kind of cameo in Suicide Squad?
Yeah, I saw
which
that.
Is Goyer, right? Is that who's doing that one? Or Ayer. David Ayers. Mm-hmm. Right? David Ayers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Producer Mo's on the job. Thanks. Producer Mo.
Because I hate them.
Yes. Everything looks horrible. I'm sorry.
And that's what I'm going to get to now.
Okay.
I'm going to soapbox it.
Ran away.
Are you ready? I used to be surprised about movies. Like when trailers would come out like 2 months before a movie came out. I was like, ew, I want to see that. I didn't know they were even working on it. When the hell did this start putting it, you know, all this shit, right?
Yeah.
But with this movie.
See, okay.
You're not getting that.
Hold on. Is it really that things have changed so much, or is it that you're paying more attention now that we have a podcast?
No. It's not even that. No. Because it's not. It's not. And I'm not saying because
Or are you saying that Ares doesn't run a tight ship? Which
Ares doesn't run a tight ship. Did you see any leaked photos or set videos or any of that shit come off of Abrams Star Wars?
I have seen things that have been leaked, but it had nothing to do with the production of the actual movie. Yeah.
Right, so concept art and shit.
No, not even so much concept art, just toy stuff. Toy
Why
stuff
is it going to be a dick like this?
I'm sorry, toy stuff was leaked like 6 months
Who gives a fuck about toys? I'm not talking about toys. I'm talking about the movie itself.
But the point is that the toys are the main characters, and it gives you an idea as to what the story's about.
That's not what I'm talking about. Don't do that.
Okay.
You're doing it, but don't.
Production-wise, no.
Yes, okay, thank you. So, you're getting like all these set photos and set videos and story leaks and plot points and all this other fucking shit. It makes the movie look even worse than it did when the first cast photo came out.
That's true.
It's just getting worse and worse and worse. And it keeps happening. And it's still, like, the same people that keep doing it. Would they stop fucking doing it? I wish they'd stop fucking doing it. Stop doing it!
Are you happy?
No, I'm not. I'm very angry now. I'm so angry.
Why are you so angry?
Because, man, like, the whole point of having movies is to be surprised. Like, okay, when I went and saw Judge Dredd, the Stallone one.
Okay.
Yeah, I was younger.
Yeah.
I mean, it came out in, what, 99, 98?
Yeah.
96?
Probably 96.
Yeah. In the 90s. So, like, but I paid attention to movies that were coming out then.
Okay.
Always did. Okay. I've always been a movie person. So, like, but when I got to the theater, I didn't know much about the movie. I knew the comic because I read it. Didn't know much about the movie. And when I sat down to watch it, the first few minutes of the movie, you kind of know it's Stallone, but then he takes his mask off and you're like, ah, it's fucking Stallone. See, you don't get that from these movies anymore because you already know who the fuck is playing what a year before the movie comes out. And it's fucking stupid. I don't like it. I like the element of surprise.
Okay.
And there's no surprise. And it's bad surprises that we're getting.
But it's specific to Suicide Squad.
Yeah. It's specific to Suicide Squad for this particular rant.
And the other day someone was making the argument that it was being filmed in Vancouver.
It's being filmed in Vancouver.
And you know that it was public and this and that. But the same thing happened to Deadpool, and you have not seen as many videos as you have seen
of like
Deadpool pictures and all that. I mean, it took a while for them. I mean, it just wrapped up, which means it's almost done.
Right.
They are not almost done with Suicide Squad. So
they just started filming.
It is something about Suicide Squad, and what I told you is that they are trying to make the argument that, oh, this is going to kick ass, so we're just going to show you, and it's doing the complete opposite.
Yeah, you know, it almost makes me think that the production company is the one that's putting all the shit out.
Yeah.
Probably. Because you know what else is doing it right now?
Mm.
The new Ninja Turtles sequel?
Another shitty movie.
But have you seen the set leaks?
No.
It shows you Bebop and Rocksteady.
Oh, yeah, Seamus and
that
other guy.
And all the turtles dressed up in their CGI stuff, suits.
Mm.
And, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't doubt that it plays into it, you know? The production company is calling ahead and saying, hey, we're going to be filming on this day at this location. Come and take pictures of us.
That should tell something to the companies that are producing these movies, though. Like, if the cast and crew and the whole director and all that doesn't have enough faith in the movie that they want to put shit out like that,
yeah,
then why would you make the movie?
It's a hype machine.
It's stupid.
That's what it is.
It's not working.
It's not working.
It's not working.
It's not working for us.
No, I mean, we probably pay more attention now that there's social media and there are comments and this and that. But if you go look at those websites and people who post comments and all that, a lot of people are very pissed off about Suicide Squad. Because why is it that we can't have the element of surprise? Hey, this is going to happen. Now we know that the Joker has a stupid car and Batman's going to be in it.
And what the fuck is up with that car?
And it would have been amazing to, oh shit, Batman is in Suicide Squad and we never found out. That would have been awesome. But why do we have to know?
You're absolutely right. And I'm right there with you. But it really does go back to when they first announced the cast of Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you can quote me on this, because I think we can go back, it was recorded.
Probably could.
But I knew that the Joker would not be on the team. And now it has the Suicide Squad, and ends with the Joker. mm-hmm. and he's going to be the opponent. Because you saw the set footage, or the set photo from the cast and everybody that's going to be on it. And obviously, he was not included in
he
that.
He was not in it, no.
And then you see the only person he's had direct interaction with was Harley.
Harley, yeah.
So Harley's going to be the go-between for the movie. But, I mean, once you announce your full cast and you announce, you know, who's even going to be in the movie, it really did set the stage for my expectations. And so far, this is following every last thing to the letter.
Failure.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Like, see, had they just said, these are the people, even if they just left it, like, we don't know who's in the movie. You know?
But
if they just left it. We don't know who's in the movie. We don't know who's playing what. There's a couple of big names. Ooh, I think. But, you know, if they just left it there, I might have said, I'm still into this Suicide Squad movie thing. But I'm not.
But even keeping the names of who is going to play what, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that whenever they announce the cast, okay, cool. They announce the cast. So what? But now that, oh, look at the what Harley is wearing, and look at how, what's his face? Croc, whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, look at how he looks. And then, no, it's just, I would have preferred to go pay money
mm-hmm.
to see that.
Or at least see a trailer first.
Yeah. A trailer.
Yeah.
That's how you buy people into it. But now we're just like, oh, we kind of know that, oh, whatever.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. And I really don't think that... I think it has to do more so with the actual production than it does with anything else. Because, you know, certain directors and certain studios do take more of a overly cautious perspective of making these movies. And
as they should.
I don't think Eris is one of those people. I think he's trying, maybe not him directly, but I think the somebody within the production staff is trying to build hype, and it's really working in the opposite direction for them. But at the same time,
they're also lining their pockets, because that information they're giving out to Latino Review and all those other things, they're getting money for it.
Well, I guarantee you, the people at Latino Review, for as weird of a source as that is, they get
it all.
They get everything.
Yeah, and they get it right.
Yeah.
98% of the time.
It's crazy how right they are. But at the same time, you know, this is a case where it's working against them.
Yeah.
You know, it's not...
Absolutely.
It's not doing them any favors.
It's not growing my hype. It is lessening it every single day.
Yeah, like, it gets me mad to think of my Harley. This is not what I expected. I wanted to see her, and I wanted to kick ass, and okay, sure, she might, but...
And it was almost like the exact same time. We got angry at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
We were angry with each other.
As soon as the picture came out, I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just...
They ruined Christmas morning.
For me, I was over it long before then, so I... You know. The second that they announced the cast, I was like, oh, this is going to suck. Which, it's a shame. Because I went and did the blog about it and everything. And
yeah.
Yeah. I'm very disappointed in it.
Yeah, it could have been so much more.
I think that's kind of the way that we're going to look back in 5 years on everything that DC's done and say it could have been so much more.
Yeah.
I have a feeling. Yeah. And it sucks because, you know, you went from, you know, Chris Nolan making the Batman franchise.
So big.
Big. Well, not, I mean, it was Batman. He'll be big forever.
Well, yeah. But
for doing so well with it, and having such a compelling storyline, and making such interesting takes on the characters, and then just to turn around and have this mashup be thrown together, which, that's what it is. It's thrown together overnight by, you know, the Warner Brothers and their studio, and everybody who's just trying to jump on the Marvel bandwagon and make their own universe.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's gonna show. Everything that comes out is going to show in what they do.
I wish they'd spend as much time on their movies as they do on their TV shows, because those are good.
Yeah, I agree.
Or maybe they should have just hired Greg Berlanti.
I agree with that, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you also do have a lot more time to put in the work on the characters with a TV show, as opposed to a movie, where you have 2 hours to get somebody's attention and get the whole entire story across.
Yeah.
But look at Green Lantern.
Yep.
So, yeah, it was an eye-gasm. It was also a complete and total flop and a horrible storyline. But that's because they try to squeeze too much stuff into this the 2 hours that you have access and seats.
You know what's sad is, like, they tried to squeeze too much in, but at the same time, if you look at Marvel movies lately, the last few,
yeah,
they squeeze a lot of shit in, and the movie's still awesome.
Mm.
It had to be just the writing. Because they really didn't squeeze that much in on Green Lantern.
Well, they tried to. But you also have to build in, like, there's this historic group of, you know, intergalactic police officers that have been around since the dawn of time, and then at one point in time it was the Manhunters, and then that became, you know, null and void because they were abusing their own power, and so you had to put it into the power in the hands of the people who, you know, had the will to fight. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's a lot of...
Yeah, and then they tried to tell the Abin Sur story, you know, and then they tried to tell the Parallax story, and then they threw Hector Hammond into it. So, yeah, there was a lot of shit in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, now that I'm looking back at it, that was too much shit.
And then you had Sinestro, and you're like, what's going on with this guy? And then you had Killmonger.
Yeah, but that really didn't happen until, like, the end of the movie. They didn't even really talk about Sinestro was, at the beginning, I'm friends with Abin Sur. And then he, you know, fights it up with Ryan Reynolds for a few minutes, and then there's basically nothing of him until the end of the movie, where he has a yellow power ring.
Goes yellow, yeah. But, I mean, you have all these characters, and I'm going to put it on the actual Lanterns. You've got Kilowog and the Guardians, and then you have
Tomar Ree
and Abin Sur and Sinestro, and
I don't remember all the Lanterns.
But you have them all fighting Parallax off in space, and, you know, this, that, the next thing. And then it comes down to the one guy. Like, you've got an army of people back here. Why just put one person on Earth, you know? When it obviously is the yellow impurity within the battery or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lot going on that doesn't make sense about the movie.
Yeah, there was a whole lot of falling apart with the story. It was bad.
It was bad. But it's bad because I honestly think that should have been broken up into, like, 3 or 4 movies.
Yeah, but it wasn't... It definitely wasn't the people that played them.
No.
Ryan Reynolds made a great Hal Jordan.
The characters were on point.
Yeah.
Well, with the exception of Hector Hammond, that was just weird.
That was a little weird.
It was, yeah.
It was a little weird. You know, Mark Strong with Sinestro?
Yeah.
That was Sinestro.
Mark Strong is very...
He's badass.
Awesome. When it comes to him and his bad guys.
His voice.
That too.
That helps.
Yeah. I have a feeling that, for the most part, the rest of the DC universe, with the exception of Nolan's Batman, is going to fall apart quickly.
I'm going to hope not. But it's thinning. My hope is thinning. I'm going to, you know, until I see some more something from Dawn of Justice.
Yeah.
Because that trailer was, it was like, thank you, something, but it wasn't enough, so.
It wasn't that good. Batman looks like shit, by the way. Tell me I'm wrong.
Kind of back and forth on it. He's humongous.
He's humongous.
He is way humongous.
But it looks like he's wearing like a sack of potatoes over his or under his costume as like body armor.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
It's so weird.
It is.
I don't know. I think the fact that you're like, what the fuck is going on with the suit, might actually detract from your involvement of being in the theater watching it. Because that's from what I saw in the preview. I was like, that doesn't look like a person in a suit. That looks like somebody in a suit with, like, a fat suit on underneath the suit.
It is weirdly proportioned.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Ben Affleck's weirdly proportioned.
Well, I mean, you take some... Yeah.
He's, like, all chin and shoulders.
I saw Gone Girl. All I know is that he can slim down when he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, him versus Christian Bale... There's not really too big of a difference as far as the body types. But the suit that you put over top of that...
Makes a difference.
Makes a big difference. And I don't think...
Yeah, Christian Bale suit was more armor.
It was armor. But it was also sleek armor.
It was.
You could see somebody going out and trying to get into a fight in that. You can't see somebody going out and trying to get in a fight in the fat bat suit.
The fat bat suit.
Fat bat suit.
Am I wrong?
The fat bat suit.
Hashtag
fat bat suit.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I gotcha.
And I really do hate to be so pessimistic, because normally I am pretty bright and cheery about these things, but this is the way that I see this working, and I hope that I'm wrong. I really hope that I'm wrong, but I don't think that I am.
Is it weird that our two biggest subjects that we've talked about tonight, put together in one movie, was one of the worst comic book movies ever?
Wait, what?
Kevin Smith, Ben Affleck.
Daredevil?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not like Kevin Smith wrote it.
What did he do with it?
He was the coroner.
Wasn't he part of the...
He couldn't. Had he been the director, he probably would have done a much better job.
Yeah.
He probably would have nixed the whole Bullseye thing immediately.
Probably, because that was bad.
It was really bad.
Yeah. I thought he wrote it. He wrote for Daredevil.
For Daredevil. He wrote Guardian... the Guardian Devil... storyline, and that was an amazing book, but certain people get their hands on it and turn it into something it's not.
It was bad.
And it was bad.
It was so bad.
Yeah. So,
but I'm glad they redeemed Daredevil with that Netflix
series.
God. And I'm glad they didn't cast Michael Clark Duncan. They can't.
Oh.
Because he's dead.
That's horrible of you.
But he's dead.
He is dead.
It's not too soon. It's been a couple of years.
Mean, okay, there were probably...
Right? I mean, it's been a couple of years.
Hundreds of characters that he could have played that would have been better than Kingpin. Hundreds.
Hundreds.
To you. Hundreds. And just comic book characters that he could have played. Like, he would have been a pretty kick-ass Apocalypse.
Yeah.
I could see that. Kingpin. Not so much.
Not so much. Darkseid?
I could see that. Actually, I could really see that. That's a perfect example.
Yeah.
Kingpin?
No, not so much.
Tombstone. I can see that. He's a little bulky for it, but still.
I've seen him slim down.
I can see him as the Rhino.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the build for it. He had the build for it, at least.
Had the build, yeah.
Yeah. And as far as the actual, you know, skin complexion of the person that has that role, doesn't
matter. Doesn't seem to matter anymore, yeah, so... No.
I'm a little more turned off that Max Dillon wasn't a white guy, because Jamie fucked it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, they're redoing everything.
Yeah.
Hey, but they're redoing everything.
But they're redoing it. Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
They're picking a kid. Have you seen that?
Hmm?
The Spider-Man.
Yeah, they're picking a kid.
He's like, he's going to be like an 18, 19, 20-year-old, and probably play like a high school sophomore.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Which is how I remember Peter Parker starting, so...
Well, yeah, no, I mean, that's the point.
Yeah.
You know, but you look back and you see, you know, Garfield, he was trying to be passed off as a high school kid, but, I mean...
Are you talking about Tobey Maguire?
No.
Who are you talking about? Andrew Garfield. Yeah. Oh. He still looked a little too old for that.
Have you seen him recently? He's got this weird, massive beard thing going. It's down to, like, his chest.
Emma Stone must have broke up with him.
Maybe. But then you have Tobey Maguire trying to pass off as a high school kid.
Did not.
Nope. But the kids that they've got actually look really, really young.
Yeah.
Like, it's 18-year-olds who could probably play 13-year-olds.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's good. I'm with that.
At least have one... A solid movie under your belt before you hit puberty.
Jesus. Let's hope.
Anyways.
Yeah.
We've been having fun with this lately.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what's fun is that...
Videos?
Videos. We're doing good with those. Something else is in like 3-4 weeks, we're coming up on a year of doing said show.
Yeah.
A year.
We have purchased this microphone as of a year in 4 days.
4 days, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was on my birthday, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll be 35.
I know.
I'm getting old.
Yeah.
Is it starting to show?
You add a little salt to your pepper.
Add a lot of salt to my pepper. Figuratively and figuratively.
You're a salty old dog, that much is for sure.
Yeah.
So,
that's all right, though.
Do you want to talk a little bit about where we see ourselves moving in the next year?
Sure, yeah. I mean, we've got a YouTube page now.
We do.
We've had it for a little while, but now we're going to actually use it. Just waiting on Mo to load up a couple of videos.
Yeah, we've got... We're going to do more shorts on the Instagram page, and they'll get loaded to Facebook.
Yeah, because I got to tell you, I don't know what it is, but me getting hit in the face with a hammer is apparently really funny.
Well, yeah.
Especially since we did it 14 times after that initial video, and then ended up just using the initial fucking video.
I'm telling you, dude, it was magic. The first take was amazing.
Well... See, and the reason that we were going to retake it was because of your chuckling at the end.
Yeah.
You shook the whole goddamn camera.
I did.
Because your whole body laughing. Because that's what you do.
But, I mean, obviously, if my whole body's laughing, then...
It's funny.
Other people are going to be laughing as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure other people laughed at my injuries.
Yeah, I did.
It got seen how many times? 280...
200-something, and it 280 reached 700-something.
Something. Yeah, it reached a lot of people. So there's that.
That's phenomenal.
And then the video of our giveaway,
yeah,
got us how many more likes? 10 or 11 in a week?
We added 10% to the overall.
Yeah. So we went from doing a giveaway at 101 likes to a week later having 111 likes.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It's amazing.
I agree.
We didn't get that many likes the last year except for the first day we had it.
10 a day?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
We did find our stride just recently.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to be doing more videos, and we're going to be doing more funny stuff.
Yeah.
And,
I'm going to try to be writing more. I can't promise anything, but...
More blogs to come.
Yeah.
And,
I do write them.
I would like to take the time to say thank you to my co-host, Jay, for being the idiot that sits across from me and spouts off stupid shit into a microphone.
You know, and I'd like to thank my co-host, JB, for belittling everything I say. Because it just makes for a good show.
It does. It does.
Yeah. Asshole.
Yeah, well, on behalf of the Spoken Jays, I am JB.
And I am Jay.
And thank you again for joining us in our little universe.
Yes, and come back again.
We'll be here. You'll be there.
Maybe.